Kia ora, ko Tu Whenua Roa, ngā Tanahira Toku Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. Edward Te Kohu Douglas, an educator and expert on Māori rights, has died at the age of 81 at his Hamilton rest home of pneumonia. Ted Douglas from Naitahu and Kāti Māmoe was president of the New Zealand Federation of Māori Students in 1966 before being awarded a Commonwealth Scholarship to do postgraduate study in demography and sociology at the University of West Indies in Kingston, Jamaica. He returned to New Zealand in 1970 to lecture in geography at Victoria University before moving to the University of Waikato in 1973 to lecture in sociology and social anthropology. He was known for his support of Māori students. In 1987, Mr. Douglas was seconded to the Royal Commission on Social Policy as its senior research officer. He also made submissions to the Waitangi Tribunal, including the Manukau claim, Ngāti Awa claim, Te Reo claim, and broadcast frequencies claim, and wrote significant reports on Māori housing and Māori freshwater interests. In recent years, he was a driving force behind the Foundation for Indigenous Research in Society and Technology set up by his university classmate, Sir Taihakure Jury. He's survived by two of his three sons. Moi mai e te rangatira. The union representing locked-out workers at Essity's Kawerau toilet paper mill is confident talks starting this morning can resolve the three-week-long dispute. Pulp and Paper Workers Union Secretary Tania Phillips says the predominantly Māori workforce and their whānau are hurting and the loss of spending power is being felt throughout the community. They're seeking pay increases that will keep up with inflation over the 3 years of contracts.
We're going in there with a real set of mind to get a deal done for our members, a good deal done. So, you know, we're open to negotiations. It's a negotiation.
The negotiation is facilitated by the Employment Relations Authority. Tania Phillips says the union will vigorously challenge a claim for more than $500,000 in damages lodged by the Swedish company against 62 of the 145 locked-out workers. Environmentalists say the government has a chance to stop the damage mining is doing to the Taiao. Coromandel Watchdog yesterday delivered an 11,000 signature petition to Green Environment spokesperson Eugenie Sage, whose bill banning mining on conservation land has just been pulled from the ballot. Fellow Green MP Tiano Tuiono, who was at the event, says it shows there would be widespread public support for Labour to back the bill.
We are in the middle of a biodiversity crisis, we're in the middle of a climate crisis. It makes no sense at all to be mining on the conservation estate. It needs to stop. Eugenie started a private members bill, which will ensure that will happen. And so my word to the people around Parliament, particularly the Labour Party, is to get behind and support that members bill.
Coromandel Watchdog Chair Catherine Delahunty says at least 44 more mining companies had gained access to conservation land since 2017, when the Labour government promised to stop all new mining activity. And that's your Wātea News.